Bojo, Musquagisha Kwe Adijnikas, Megese Dodem, Wikwem Kung Donjiba. My name's Autumn Pelche. I'm 15 years old, and I'm from Wukwamakong on Manitouan Island, which is in Northern Ontario in Canada. I would like to thank the Global Landscapes Forum for having me here today to share my concerns and share why my people have a sacred connection to the water and lands. I would like to start by sharing that the work I do is in honor of my great auntie Bidasagiba. If it weren't for her lifetime commitment and sacrifices to create the awareness and the sacredness of water, I would not be standing here today. She inspired me to do this work as she was an elder when she began. I thought about who would keep doing her work one day. I just didn't expect that day would come as soon as it did. She created the Mother Earth Water Walks. She walked around all the Great Lakes more than once. She did this because the elders began to see changes in the lands, medicine, animals, and waters. I come from Manitouan Island. It's the largest freshwater island in the world. It is surrounded by Lake Huron and Georgian Bay. It is here where my activism work began. It all started by learning why my people couldn't drink the water on Ontario Indigenous lands. I was confused as Canada is not a third world country, but here in my country, the Indigenous people live in third world conditions. Boil water advisories are still in existence and have been for over 20 years in some communities. There are children born into a world living off bottled water, living off a certain amount to do everyday things. I began to research this issue and discovered it was all across Canada. Then I learned of places like Flint, Michigan in the USA. Then I learned the seriousness of having clean drinking water. Then it was like a light bulb went off why my great auntie was doing what she did for the majority of her life until her last breath. She brings me to what means the most to me and what I have been learning and sharing, the sacredness of water. From a young age, from as long as I can remember, I was raised going to ceremony with my mother and my auntie Josephine. I was born in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and we spent a lot of time with her and my uncle Andrew. When you ask the question about why is the water so sacred, it's not just because we need it and nothing can survive without water. It's because for years and years, our ancestors have passed on traditional oral knowledge that our water is alive, our water has a spirit. Our first water teaching comes from within our own mother. We literally live in water for 9 months, floating in that sacred water that gives us life. We can't live in our mother's womb without water. As a fetus, we need that sacred water for development. The sacred significance is that my mother comes from her mother's water, my grandmother comes from her mother's water, and my great-great-grandmother comes from her mother's water. Flowing within us is original water, lifeblood of Mother Earth that sustains us as we come from this land. Mother Earth's power is in the lifeblood of Mother Earth, which is our water. Mother Earth has the power to destroy us all, and if we keep harming her, one day she may decide to destroy everything. All water is original from time immemorial. To think our ancestors drank from the same water thousands of years before us, water evaporates and can turn into mist, fog, rain, clouds, and snow. Water can go and be anywhere. We are constantly surrounded by water. Water not only surrounds us, but my teaching is that water hears us, feels us, and listens to us. When you pray to the water, our prayers are that much stronger. There are scientific studies that talk about water having spirit and feeling positive and negative thoughts. Growing up and understanding how everything is connected to water and how vital our waterways are is amazing in itself. My people still live off the land. We eat wild game. We harvest medicines from the lands. Our waterways are vital in giving millions clean drinking water. Unlike several Canadian Indigenous communities across Canada and the United States, and international countries in third world conditions where they don't have access to clean drinking water, I can't even imagine what it is like to be dependent on bottled water. I visited a northern community called Attawapiskat, which is located on the James Bay, and I spoke to kids, and they shared their concerns and what it was like for them. No child should have to experience not knowing what it's like, what clean running water is. This makes me upset. This is why I'm here today. I have been raised in a traditional way and knowing my territory and the waters around my country and the issues my people face. I have heard of places like Flint, Michigan, Six Nations of the Grand River, All across these lands, we know somewhere where someone can't drink the water. Why so many, and why have they gone without water so long? I shared my thoughts with our Prime Minister, and he promised me in 2016 he would look after the water, and as a youth, I will hold him or any future leader to the promise for my people. Children in Northern Ontario communities right now still can't drink their water.